All right, welcome back, everybody. Here inside the PG Office System post-game show as the Prince George Cougars drop a 4-2 decision to the Regina Pats here this evening. I'm pleased to be joined by assistant coach Carter Rigby up in the broadcast booth. And Riggs, you're 20 minutes away from a big win, but unfortunately unable to lock it down there in the third period. But all in all, I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench tonight in a 4-2 setback.
Yeah, I thought we looked slow all night. I thought we were defending slow. We were moving the puck up the ice slow, getting jammed in our zone too many times. And, you know, we were lucky to be up one going into the third and didn't come out and play a system the right way and keep stuff to the outside and, unfortunately, threw 2 points away.
Yeah, obviously, you know, you look at a bunch of different things. I was talking with Mark in the pregame. It's a hungry team over there that is pushing for points for their playoff position, but your group doing the same thing. But did you sense maybe just more urgency from the other side here tonight?
Yeah, I think they were just more want more compete for sure out of their group. You know, they're a smaller team that skates really fast and throws a lot of stuff to the net. It's a simple hockey team that they have. They get things low to high, and they get traffic in front, and they made their odd man rushes chances tonight count. And I think it goes back to just, yeah, we didn't have it from the get-go. I thought we looked fatigued and sluggish for sure. And when you're not feeling your best and you're maybe low on some energy, that's where you got to stick to your system. That's why we're a four-line, you know, three pairs of D. We need everybody. We need to play our system for us to be successful. And when you stray away from that, bad things happen like it did tonight.
Yeah, I like that line, though, with Kazicki, Ash, and Funk. I thought they had a lot of looks here tonight. They got rewarded with a goal there from Coy. But, again, I feel like we've had a lot of conversations about those three in particular. When they're in the lineup, it seems like they can create a lot of chaos.
Yeah, they play the right way. They play simple. You look at, obviously, with Funker and Asher on the walls, they're two big bodies that work and grind. They get pucks out, and then you got Townsend in there in the middle to free stuff up and skate and create offense. And yeah, we do talk about it night in and night out, and it's because they get pucks in behind their D and they play our system. They work and they compete when they get chances. It was nice to see Funker score on that one tonight on a 2-on-1, and he needed that, but we need more of our other lines to follow suit. They're maybe not as skilled or as fancy as our top six, but I think our top six needs to have a peek at what that bottom group's doing there and definitely add some of that into their game.
Yeah, good point. In goal, Alex Levshin here tonight. I saw a lot of Robert. He made 35 saves for your group. I thought especially through 40, I thought he was dynamite. I think just, I was talking about it, like, I've talked with Taylor Dakers a little bit about it, but it seems like he's just a little bit more controlled in there. I think everyone knows how flashy he is and the things he's able to do, but I thought he was a little more, I guess, compact in the Cougar net here tonight. I guess just your thoughts on what you saw from Levy here tonight.
He gave us a chance to win. Yeah. I think out of your goaltender, your starter, that's what you need and what's what you want, and he did his job. And you look at the goals that you know, he let in tonight. It was a lot of odd man rushes and a lot of defensive breakdowns on our end, so we hung him out to dry for sure. And you know, these are two big points that we needed and Levy wanted too, so he did his job and gave us a chance to win. It's too bad we couldn't finish.
Yeah. Okay, lastly, before I let you go, Carter, actually got two more. Saskatoon on Friday, I guess sort of a maintenance day tomorrow. You hit the road tonight to gear up for Saskatoon, but final stretch here of this road trip, four big points up for grabs against two pretty good hockey teams, and I would assume probably a pretty exciting opportunity for the guys.
For sure. Like we talked about yesterday, it doesn't get any easier. It's a 4-5. We know what we're getting ourselves into, and that's what's disappointing to drop this one, knowing that tomorrow is a maintenance day, like you said, and regroup for two very good hockey clubs. So it's like they're going to come at us. Saskatoon's waiting for us, and you know, they play tonight, but at the same time, we got to travel over there and regroup. But like you said, it's not going to get any easier, and we're going to need a lot more of a 60-minute full effort and a lot more of our guys tonight to be successful on Friday.
Yeah, Saskatoon, a 5-3 win over the Penticton Vs. Bauer Demansky, a pretty cool milestone, 300 games in the WHL. This is my last question for you, I promise. Bauer, fifth Cougar to do it, right? Like, first guy since Chase Whittle to reach the 300-game plateau. You've been a part of a lot of those 300 games behind the bench, and I think a very cool accolade for your captain.
Yeah, and it's cool to see 300 for one team, too. Yeah. You know, you don't see that too often where guys come in at 16 and last in the same organization until they're 20, but with Bauer, he's such a warrior on the ice. He's such a leader for our group with the way he plays, and you know, he's a fun kid to have around. He brings a little bit of juice to the group, and at the end of the day, he's the dad of the boys, so it takes care of everybody for sure. It would have been nice to, like I talked about earlier, obviously getting the 2 points for a lot of guys, and that would have been a big reason for Bauer to remember this 300th one in a positive way. But you know, glad that you know, Bauer's having the season he's having. He's gotten that C, and you got good people like Bauer around, you're bound to do good things. So it's you know, hopefully a lot of guys are learning from the way he plays hockey and the way he conducts himself, because he's played a lot of hockey games, a lot of meaningful games in this league. So it's good to see.
Yeah, pretty cool for him to play in front of his family here in the Prairies, too. I just thought of that while you're talking about that answer. But, Carter Rigby, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck Friday in Saskatoon.
Thanks, Walt.
Carter Rigby in our post-game show presented by PG Office System. Appreciate his time.